So good morning and welcome back, or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan. Today's episode is an Ask Lan advice column. As always, I love to do these every 4 or 5 episodes or so, and I love chatting with you guys. I love answering questions and giving advice on the things that you need help with. If you ever have a pressing question, need some advice, some help, I do host weekly Q&As on my stories on my Instagram at Alana Bloomberg. You can always submit your inquiries, your questions, your comments, concerns, whatever it is, in the Ask Lan form link in the show notes as always. More so, my DMs are always open if you want to chat. I will always do my best to answer. As a disclaimer before we get into this episode, I would like to remind you that I'm just a 25-year-old girl experiencing life for the first time as you are. I'm not claiming to be a professional. I don't know every single detail on your situation, just what you share with me. So take what you will. Take what you like, leave what you don't, or vice versa, whatever it is. Use this advice at your own discretion. This is like going to your friend, your big sister, your sibling for advice. It's the same sort of kind of vibe. So that's what we got going on. But let's do some life updates, current faves, and then we'll get into the questions. I literally leave for Mexico tomorrow. When you're listening to this, I will be lying by a pool or the beach, tanning, relaxing, chilling with my family. I'm so excited to be going away. I'm going away for the first time with my 2 little nephews. If you guys didn't know, I'm not an only child. I do get that a lot. Not sure if it's a compliment, but I am an aunt. I have 2 nephews under 2. They are the most adorable little boys ever, and I fear it is them that has made me more of a child person. I was not very motherly beforehand. I mean, I still wouldn't really say that I am, but let me put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I forgot to do that. I'm excited to be with the fam and be in the sun and the warmth, especially after 1,000,001 snowstorms here in Toronto and the weather being freaking cold. I think it's, what is the weather right now? Alexa, what is the temperature in Toronto right now?
Right now, in Toronto, Ontario, it's -5 degrees Celsius.
I'm pretty sure it's colder than that. Alexa, what does it currently feel like in Toronto?
Right now in Toronto, Ontario, it's -5 degrees Celsius with partly sunny skies. Throughout the day, you can expect more of the same, with a high of -4 degrees and a low of -7 degrees.
I feel like that's so wrong. Let me check. Let me do my due diligence over here. I guess my phone is saying -5 as well. -5 feels like -11. Yeah, I was right. It's really cold. What's the weather in Mexico and Cancun? I don't like that it says mostly cloudy, but it says 27 feels like 29. That's more like it. Oh my god, no. They're calling for like rain the first. It's supposed to pour on Monday? What is this? I feel like the weather's normally better than this. Well, that's annoying. I mean, okay, silver lining. It is warm. It will be a nice vacation. And this weather is kind of wild. We normally go away at this time of year and the weather's great, I guess. The following week is better weather. Hopefully things turn around. But it's all 25 and up every single day. So we'll take it. We shall take it. So I leave for Cancun tomorrow. I have 1,000,001 things that I'm doing today. I have a facial at 5 at G Beauty, which you guys know I love. That's where I get my brows done. I'm so excited to get the Steph G facial. I am in need of a facial right now. My skin has been going through it. I had like some reaction. I can't remember if I spoke about this on the podcast or not, but I had a reaction 2 weeks in a row. I think it's to the numbing cream. I had lip filler dissolved because I got them filled and I didn't like how they were filled, so we dissolved them twice and then I got them refilled. The last time, like the second time I dissolved them and then when I refilled them, I got like almost a rash around my mouth, and then I would put hydrocortisone cream on and then that made me break out because I kind of got like hives sort of situation. So still kind of dealing with the aftermath, and hopefully the facial today helps out. But I have 1,000,001 things that I've been doing for the past 3 days or so. And I spoke about this briefly in the past podcast episode that I just got out, but YouTube vlogs are back. I spent all day yesterday editing the vlog, got it up for you guys. I'm already vlogging again. Hopefully I'll have time to edit it and get it up for you guys while I'm away in Mexico. If not, it will be up the following week. My plan is to upload on Thursdays, I think that's what I'm gonna do, but I'm really excited to be back on YouTube, and apparently you guys are too. I don't know, I feel like I always overlooked YouTube and felt like no one really cared about it, but all of your DMs, comments, questions about when the vlogs are coming back, and now your comments on the new vlog really make me feel appreciated and seen on YouTube, and that you guys do, in confirming that you do really like the vlogs and want to see my simple life at home all the time. But I'm really excited to be back on YouTube, and I forgot how much I do love that form of content. I do think I thrive in long form content. I think my personality shows more in long form content. I'm not really a short form content girl, although that's what most of my content is, ironically. Super excited for the vlogs to be back, and I'm going to be consistent. I'm holding myself accountable. I'm keeping this promise to myself this year that I'm not falling off with YouTube, and I'm being consistent with it. Hot girl sweats are currently being planned. I've gotten a few questions about that, so stay tuned. Hopefully one will be at the end of March. And I'm starting to teach soon at a new studio called LSDR. So if you're in Toronto, come say hi. I'll be teaching on Tuesdays and Wednesday evenings, which I'm excited about. I'm a little nervous about, but I'm an excited nervous. And I think when you are excited and nervous and like intimidated by something, but there's still that excitedness there, it means you are called to do it and you're heading in the right direction. So super excited about that. On to my current faves. I've been obsessed with Greek salad, specifically from Souvla here in Toronto. It's by Mamaka's. I love the chicken Greek salad. I also sometimes will get the lamb Kafka salad, I think is what it's called, the Greek one. But really, really love. And you guys all saw this one coming. Tate's new album is so good. I'm obsessed. I've been playing it nonstop since it came out last night at midnight. So I love, if you haven't listened, definitely go listen and go watch the Revolving Door music video. I really hope our girl gets some acknowledgement for all of her hard work from the Grammys this year, but we all know they're kind of rigged. Lastly, if you watch the YouTube vlog that comes out after this episode, you will see that I got shakers. I got little cocoa and cinnamon shakers for my coffee. We have upgraded the coffee setup because I've been loving putting cocoa on my coffee when I'm out, and I thought, why not be able to do that at home? So I got these little stainless steel shakers and I love it. I've decided coffee is my hobby. If you want to argue with me on that, I'm ready to battle. It is my hobby. Making coffee, consuming coffee, everything coffee, that is my hobby. And when someone asks me what my hobbies are, coffee is one of them. So, but let's get into Ask Lan. Hi Lan, so me and this girl used to be best friends for 5 years, but last year we got into an argument that ended our friendship. I decided to be the bigger person and apologize because we go to the same school and I didn't want it to be awkward. We agreed to be friends again, but now she only ever talks to me when she needs something, in brackets, like lifts to school. I want to cut her off, but I don't know how. This friendship just doesn't serve me and we aren't compatible people. What do I do? Thank you. I, unfortunately, or I guess fortunately for you, have been here, and I'm sure a lot of girls have been here. I feel like guys aren't this dramatic. Not that this is dramatic, but I feel like girls have more drama-filled friendships, and we have more falling outs, and we're not really willing to put up with shit the same way guys are. And so, I totally hear and see you, and I have been in this experience before, and I think you need to decide, are you better off with or without her? I think with this, I totally get being the bigger person and apologizing, and I've been in that position before, and I feel like I tend to do that just because I like things being at peace. When it comes to her only asking for things when she needs something, you can simply say no. Like, you don't have to respond to it. You can just say, like, politely say, like, you're not able to, even if, like, you totally could. Eventually, she'll get the hint. I don't think you need to necessarily cut her off aggressively and, like, message her and be like, I can't be friends with you anymore, because I don't think that's going to benefit you or make you feel good. I think you seem to be someone like me, and I think it will hurt you more, like, seeing her around at school and feeling awkward and tense with it. If anything, I would maybe ask for space and communicate why you want space, but I would just not reinforce this behavior of her thinking it's okay to come and ask you for things, and that's it. That's the basis of your friendship, but that's not a friendship. That is a one-way street. So I would just, like, the next time she asks you for a lift to school, just be like, oh, like, I'm so sorry, I would have loved to, but I have to do XYZ, or I don't have the car today, or I'm running somewhere, I have an appointment before school, so I won't be able to take you, sort of thing. I don't think a white lie can do anything wrong. Just kind of set that boundary, and I think eventually she'll stop asking, and there won't be any necessarily, like, bad blood between you guys. You just won't be as close anymore. How do I glow up after my seasonal depression? I've been in a rut for the last 2 months and need some serious self-love. I'm so sorry that you're feeling this way, but needless to say, I'm right here with you. And luckily for you, I have just recently released an episode on this. It was from February 11th, episode 212, Your Foolproof Plan to Get Out of Your Rut, Routines, Resources, and Actionable Steps. Whether you are in a rut, feeling lonely, navigating a depressive episode, these are tools to help you navigate through it. So I'll definitely link that in the show notes. But sister, I feel you. You are not alone in feeling this way. I feel like the seasonal depression is really hitting all of us this year, unfortunately. What I would do is, in summary, and this is essentially what I speak about on the How to Get Over a Rut episode, is start with your morning routine. I always find, no matter if I'm in a good place or I'm struggling, my morning routine sets the tone for the rest of my day. So make a game plan with yourself. Determine what things you should do in the morning that are going to make you feel good. For example, snoozing makes you feel worse. So we're not going to snooze. We're going to get up earlier. We are going to get ready and get dressed in the morning, put on new clothes, even if it's another pair of sweats. We're going to wash our face. We're going to put on a little bit of makeup. We're going to style our hair how we like to style it. We're going to do the things that make us feel good, even though they can be materialistic, even though they could be vain. It does make you feel better. I am a strong believer of look good, feel good. And if it takes you 5-10 more minutes in the morning to get ready, I do think that will give you another 5-10 more hours of confidence to feel better, to look better, to just be in a better headspace. So get up, don't snooze, get ready. Make your morning beverage, drink some water, and then schedule in a workout. Like, go to a workout class, move your body in the morning. I always find workouts in the morning, if we can make time for it, can really just, like, put us in a better headspace with the endorphins being released and some serotonin. And you also feel like you accomplish something by getting to fit in a workout before school or work. So I would start with that, and then be proactive about giving yourself things to look forward to, whether it's a recipe you're getting really excited to create and you're gonna go grocery shop and make it a whole little night. Maybe you're gonna invite some friends over to do this with, or maybe you're cooking for your partner or your family, whoever, or maybe it's just for you. Maybe it's scheduling in your workout classes. Maybe it's finding a movie that you want to watch. I know rom-coms have really been this little light of joy for me and been comforting and been helping a lot. Maybe try journal. If you're really struggling, I would always recommend to reach out to a therapist or a professional, someone who is a professional, mental health professional, and they can help give you more tools. But the morning routine, giving yourself things to look forward to, making sure you're taking care of your mind, your space, your body, nourishing your body, making sure you're having food that is making you feel good, and that is how you can give yourself some self-love and quote-unquote glow up. Coffee break. Also, Team Canada won the four-leaf the Four Leaves. The Four Nation face-off last night, and I could not be more happy and proud of my boys. I literally screamed at the TV, and I called it that McDavid was going to make the winning shot in overtime. Okay, I'm not sure if I'm physically attracted to a guy, but our first conversation, we hit it off. I value both physical and emotional attraction as both are important to me. We have yet to go on our first date. Should I give it a chance? How many dates would you go on before you know? I totally get this. I think it's really easy to want a super hot, attractive partner and to almost prioritize that over the emotional attention at first and the attraction, and to not give the guy who maybe you're slightly less physically attracted to a chance. I do think with women, we have the ability to grow our physical attraction and our overall attraction towards our partner in getting to know them and seeing them more. I'm assuming that your first conversation was either through text or phone call, and you met online either through social media or dating app. I would go on the first date. I would go on the first date because, unfortunately, I'm sorry if you're a male and listening to this, you guys do not know how to take pictures. They don't know how to take pictures. Their pictures most of the time aren't the best representation of them. There are so many men that I meet in person and I think are super attractive because I think also their energy and the way they hold themselves and like the emotional attraction can make them more physically attractive. Personally, so, and then I like look at their social media, I'm like, oh my god, what was I thinking? Like, how did I think that person was hot? But I think just I would go on the first date. I typically have a 3-date rule. Some people might hate it, some people might say it's too short, but I think you know by the 3rd date. I do think physical attraction is important, but I wouldn't just veto it off of their pictures, and I know that's easier said than done, trust me. But if you guys hit it off on your first conversation, I would go on the first date. I think I would give it a chance. If you're still unsure after the first date, but you have overall good vibes walking away from it and you enjoyed your time with him, and in the event that he asks to see you again and it's a mutual attraction, then I would go on the second date. If you get to the 3rd date and you're still kind of on the fence, I would probably take you being unsure as a no. But if something in your gut is telling you like this emotional connection can be something more and there is a bit of physical attraction, then I would say give it a shot longer than that. But if you're not physically attracted to him and you're just emotionally attractive, like that is just a friend. He just happens to be of the sex that you are attracted to.
I always wished we learned more about financial literacy, specifically when it comes to investing and saving your money. While in high school and even in my business programs, I feel like we never really tapped into that so deeply. And in a world where the investing gap really does exist, 66% of men are investing in the stock market compared to just 48% of women. And I want to work with you guys in order to change that. The investing gap means less women have the chance to build wealth now and can have huge repercussions down the road when it comes time to retiring. I want to empower you to be curious, to go and take initiative, to learn more how to set yourself up for success, and to gain better knowledge and confidence in investing and saving your money properly. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You also don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you got is spare change. You also don't need a lot of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. Truly, the $5 you spend on your coffee, you can spend another $5 and invest that into your portfolio. I personally have enjoyed using Acorns and it has taught me so much and made me feel a lot more confident in that I'm doing something right with my money and I'm being smart about my money when it comes to investing and saving. Sign up now and join over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. I feel like being a woman just gets harder and harder as time goes on, especially when it comes to figuring out our hormones and hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environments, whether it's in the water, in our skincare, in our clothes, in our food, in the air, whatever it is. They seem to always be messing with us, and there is a solution. There is a solution. Hormone Harmony is a formula that is made with herbal ingredients like adaptogens that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. So no matter what your age is, no matter what life cycle you are in, life stage you're in, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which you guys know I love, that help your body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages, whether you are navigating PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, or just the regular cycle symptoms. I personally really am a big fan of Happy Mammoth, and it has made me feel like myself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code Alana for 15% off today. If you are looking for an own voices story accented by childhood flashbacks and stunning poetry, Alison Sweetgrant's young adult debut, I Am the Cage, is a quietly powerful portrait of a young woman's journey to confront the medical trauma inflicted to fix her and heal her heart in the process. An emotional coming-of-age story about a young woman running away from herself yet grasping to find a way back, deeply moving, authentically raw, and humming with the possibility of a new love is the book for you. John Green, the number one best-selling author of The Fault in Our Stars, said, "A brilliant book about what we survive and how. Visceral, wrenching, and beautiful." Jojo Moyes, the author of Me Before You, said, "A tender, heartfelt story about the wounds childhood trauma can leave on its survivors. The sense of powerlessness and redemption will stay with you." I love a good book. You guys know I have a book club with my friends, and this is our book for the next month. I'm so excited to dive into I Am the Cage by Alison Sweetgrant, and I'm just so excited. You can buy your copy of I Am the Cage wherever books are sold.
So I wouldn't be too hard on yourself, but definitely go on the first date, see what the vibes are like in person. Don't judge his physical attractiveness off of photos. Unfortunately, photos of men can be really misleading unless there's some like Instagram baddie, which we don't really want to date anyways. Like their Instagram, their social media should not be as aesthetic as yours or aesthetically pleasing at all, really. Like I think that is borderline a red flag on most accounts, and they're probably gay. So that's my two cents. Go on the date, sweetie. See how it is. And if you hit it off, I'm assuming you'll find him more attractive in person and his photos are just misleading. But if you like, you're really turned off by him physically, then I don't know. Maybe I would go either way unless you think he's hideous. But then maybe you could have a guy friend. I don't know. That's maybe I'm toxic for thinking that or selfish, but go on the date. I would go on the date. How do I just let it be? Stop worrying about it if it's in the past. This is obviously easier said than done, and I even found myself having a lot of like negative thoughts and thinking about the past and kind of ruminating on the past a lot this morning. My method with this is to counteract any negative thoughts or concerns about things from the past. And when I feel myself spiraling, I kind of counteract it, and I'm like, hey, Lana, like, there's no point in spiraling on this. Like, it's happened. Forget about it. There's nothing we can do to change what happened. It's happened. It's in the past. It's written down, you know. Let's move forward. Let's focus on what's going on right now. How do I feel right now? What's going on? What's in front of me? What am I doing? And what is something I can look forward to? It is really easy once you're in that negative thought spiral and that rumination of the past to get kind of stuck in there and to hold on to it. So whenever you have thoughts worrying about the past, you're having would have, should have thoughts, the first amazing step is to become aware, and it seems that you are, and then break the thought pattern, counteract that thought, try to switch what you're thinking to, maybe journal it out. But I find also sometimes when we aren't busy enough, it can lead us to spiral more and ruminate more on these thoughts. And I'm not saying to distract yourself entirely of these things. I think sometimes it is worth it to work through it. But the first amazing thing is you are self-aware that this is happening. The second thing is to counteract and stop the thought cycle pattern. So saying something like, let them, like whatever happened, just let them, and then let me choose to be present. Let me choose to move forward with my life. Let me choose to put the energy back into me. Let me choose people who value and see me. If it's negative or anxious, intrusive thoughts like, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that, what if I had done this? Then you need to remind yourself that these are just intrusive thoughts. They're limiting beliefs. They're not true, and to try to let go of them. Hey, I feel very undesirable. I would go for a casual date once a year or so with a guy I don't actually like, and that's it. I feel intimidated by dating apps, like I am not pretty enough because I get asked out so rarely. I've never been in a real relationship, and I'm almost 30. I am comfortable with myself. I take myself out. I am okay. I feel lonely, and I'm afraid I will be forever alone. It's kind of hard. I hear you, and I see you. And I want to remind you that confidence is a mindset. You can become objectively more attractive by embodying a confident mindset. If you don't believe yourself that you are desirable, that you are lovable, that people can find you attractive, then how do you expect someone else to? Think about it. When you are feeling insecure, when you're feeling undesirable, when you're not feeling attractive, we usually make ourselves smaller. We close ourselves off. Our body language isn't approachable. So whenever you're walking on the street, I want you to think that you are the hottest, baddest bitch of them all. You are walking with your posture, stand up tall, chest proud. You're making eye contact with people. You're holding eye contact when you're having conversation with people. You're smiling. You're introducing yourself first. Be that person that you aspire to attract. How can you attract a partner if you don't have those character traits yourself? How can someone see you to be this super attractive person if you don't believe it? You have to believe it first, and then someone else will also see that. But if you can't see it, honey, they're not going to be able to see it. So I understand. I hear you. I see you. You are not going to be forever alone. You just haven't found your person yet. And that is okay. This is your story. 30 is so young. 30 is so young. And I know society makes us believe that it's old, and that if we're not married by 30, or if we haven't experienced certain romantic things by 30, then like it's never gonna happen. That is so far from the truth. I know so many amazing and incredible people who didn't find their person until later in life. And that is okay. There is nothing wrong with it. It doesn't make you less attractive. It doesn't make you less desirable. I want you to start doing things that make you feel sexy, hot, and attractive for you. Whether it's buying a new perfume. Maybe it's buying a new scented body wash and body lotion. I love Salt and Stone for this. Maybe it's going and getting a blowout. Maybe changing up your hair color. Maybe it's always wearing a sexy, confidence-boosting matching set of bra and underwear. You know what? I've been doing that lately, and it feels great. Find little things that make you feel more sexy, more attractive, and boost your confidence, and make you feel more desirable. And in turn, I promise you, you will start to experience different things. Like, confidence is a mindset. It's a mindset. You can make yourself also more attractive through being confident. It is not based off of just physical appearance, and that is your superpower. So find the confidence within you, do the little things that make you feel sexier, hotter, like the best version of you, and I promise you, it'll change. Think abundantly, be positive, be hopeful. Easier said than done. I get it. I totally understand you. But you are desirable. You are deserving of love. You are attractive. You need to see that first. Because if you can't see it, how do you expect them to see it? Hey, Lan. First off, I love your podcast and have been listening to your show since 2022. Trying Not to Sad Girl was my first episode and I've been hooked ever since. Oh my God, I remember that episode. Anywho, my question is about my current boyfriend. He's a singer and has a lot of fans from this, which causes him to have many girlfriends. I've never been one to be upset with this, but I honestly just hate sharing him with everyone and also feel like they are all waiting for me to mess up so they can sneak in. I'm at the point where I don't even know if it's worth it, but I love him so much and know he wouldn't do anything to purposely hurt me. How can I stay confident? First off, girly pop, who's your boyfriend? Like, what the hell? Pop off. You have a pop icon king. That's so fun. But I totally understand the dynamic of dating someone who is desired by a lot of other people, especially other girls, and how that can impact your confidence and your self-esteem in the relationship. What I want to remind you is that he chose you. He's dating you. He loves you as much as you love him. And there is a reason why he is with you and hasn't broken up with you to go be with one of these fans. They're just fans. And he may have girlfriends, which I don't know. I guess I'm the same way. Like, I don't really care to a degree. Like, in a group setting, can be hanging out with the girls. But shouldn't really be hanging out with them one-on-one, I think, if he's in a relationship with you. But that's a conversation for another day. I think just maybe being open with him and be like, I just need you to give me more reassurance and affirmations of how you feel about me in order for me to feel a bit more secure. I don't know. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't want you to come across as insecure or petty to him. I think just reminding yourself that he chose you, he loves you, he's dating you, not them, and remembering that, like, there's always going to be other people in both of your lives. There's going to be men surrounding you, there's going to be women surrounding him, and you need to be secure enough in your relationship. I think if you guys have good communication and are open and honest with one another and trust one another, like, trust is such a huge part of this, then I don't think him having fans or a lot of girls around him should bother you. And if it hasn't before, like, hold on to that. Like, strengthen that mentality. But I get it. I don't think that all those girls are waiting for him, are waiting for you to mess it up. I think that's a limiting belief. I think that's an intrusive thought. And you need to just let it go. He's with you. He chose you. And remember that. It's your relationship. No one knows what's going on about it behind closed doors but you. And he loves you and he's with you, not them. Last question. I feel like I'm over my ex, but now I just lost all hope. What if I never find my person? What if I never like anyone as much as him? What if I stay single forever? I never experience love unless the short situationships. I just want that. I've never related to anything more. Trying to think of what to say because I truly feel this. One, you will like someone more than him. And I'm here to tell the tale. There are so many men that I thought I would never like anyone ever again. I never thought I would like someone more than him. I never thought I would find a better partner, but those are limiting beliefs. And as soon as I let go of those, I threw them out the window. Someone better walked into my life when I'd least expect it. And I did like someone again after the last one. And you're not going to stay single forever unless you choose to be that way. I think you need to be open to letting someone in again with no expectations. I think you need to believe that you are deserving and worthy of love and that you will find it when it's ready to find you. I am the person that no matter how many times I've been burned and hurt, whether it was due to my own actions or theirs or both of us, I will continuously put myself out there. I will continuously learn to trust again and break down my walls for someone in order to experience even just the tiniest ounce of love. And not everyone is going to say that. Some people are going to be like, keep your cards close to your chest, never let anyone in again, be cold, blah, blah, blah. But if you hold on to this mindset that you have no hope, that you're never going to find your person, that you're never going to like anyone as much as him, that you're going to stay single forever, that you're never going to experience love more so than a short-term situationship, then those thoughts are going to become your reality. What you think is what you become. So I want you to start practicing positive affirmations surrounding self-love and relationships, and start telling yourself actively every single day, I am deserving of love. I am capable of loving someone. I'm worthy of love. I will find my person. I am a great partner. Like, start practicing affirmations and telling yourself this every single day. Write it on your mirror, write it on a sticky note, write it out in your journal, say it to yourself. And I'm telling you, the more you practice this way of thinking, the more your life will begin to shape to reflect the way your thoughts are. But if you continue to have these negative thoughts and to speak negatively to yourself and to tell yourself that you're never going to find it, well then, sweetie, it's going to manifest that way. So change your way of thinking, counteract those negative thoughts, and start believing. But also focus on you. I know this is everyone's always like, you need to do all of this and then you have to do this and it's all these million things. Like, I'm sorry, but do that. And in turn, put your energy into yourself. Show yourself love, make your life full, become the person that you want to date. Become the person that you want to marry. If you desire a man, a person, whoever, whatever you're interested in, whatever you love, if you want someone who has a lot of hobbies, well, do you have hobbies? What are you doing? If you want someone who is athletic and takes care of their health, are you doing that? If you want someone who is driven and career focused, is that something that you have? If you want someone who is super kind and treats staff super nicely and is just like this charismatic person, well, like, do you have those character traits? Become your dream partner, and in turn, you will attract that partner as well, but you won't get that. You won't experience that if you hold on to these negative thought patterns. If you hold on to the idea and the thought that you will never find your person, that you will never experience love more than a short situationship, change the reality that you're manifesting. Your thoughts are who you become. And with that said, I hope that this episode was helpful. If this episode was something you enjoyed, and if you would like to continue to see Morning Ray become what it is today and become bigger things, and for me to have guests on and get to do all these fun things, then you can support that by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. I love seeing your comments on Spotify. I love seeing you guys tag that you're listening to the show on Instagram and TikTok. And thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.